that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Chief Mpezeni, interred as President Hichilema describes him as a royal and wise leader. Central Province PS urges private sector to buy maize at acceptable prices this marketing season. In global news, Kenyan police fire tear gas at protest against US Ebola quarantine center plan. Welcome to the main news at 18 hours on Phoenix FM with Ruben Mwanza. President Hakainde Hichilema has described the late Paramount Chief Mpezeni of the Ngoni speaking people as a royal and wise leader. Speaking during the burial of the late Paramount Chief Mpezeni at the royal graveyard at Ependukeni Palace near his crow in Chipata this afternoon, President Hichilema said Chief Mpezeni found a way to work with all of Zambia's seven presidents because he had people's interests at heart. He said Chief Mpezeni promoted hard work and advocated for agriculture and food security to help improve people's quality of life. Meanwhile, President Hichilema has reiterated his call for a dignified send-off for late 60th Republican President Edgar Lungu. The head of state said President Lungu deserves a military send-off because he was the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Paramount Chief Mpezeni, who died on the 30th of May 2026 at the age of 70, has since been buried.
Ngwenyama served the Ngoni people with distinction and wisdom for well over 44 years. Death strikes all of us mortals. We are all mortals, and at one point or another, death will strike. And when death comes, we must accept it. This applies to our sixth president, who we lost. It is our duty to bury him with military protocols. Yeah. He was commander-in-chief of our country. And I agree with you, we must all work together to bury our sixth president with dignity in the military style yesterday. Yeah. Let us work together.
And Chief Madzimawe, representing the Ngoni Royal Establishment, has expressed gratitude to government and everyone who rendered their support during the funeral. Central Province Permanent Secretary Muna Mwanakampwe has called on the private sector to purchase maize from farmers at acceptable prices during this year's crop marketing season. Dr. Mwanakampwe says this is because the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, cannot buy all the maize from the farming community in view of the projected bumper harvest from the 2025-26 farming season. Speaking today in Kawe, when a delegation from the Ministry of Finance and National Planning paid a courtesy call on him, Dr. Mwanakampwe said that the anticipated bumper harvest has provided a business opportunity for private sector players. Dr. Mwanakampwe added that government remains committed to protecting local farmers from exploitation by ensuring that they are offered better prices for their agricultural produce.
I think the only thing that I've heard here, principal planner, that really requires to be managed by Food Reserve Agents is the issue of putting every farmer in one basket. It's injuring our farmers. We cannot put all the farmers in one basket. If a farmer supplied 10 and the other one supplied 4,000, how do you put them in one basket? And when you're making them wait, you're making them all wait. The one who has 10 bags and the one who has 4,000. Why not pay the one who has 4,000? Because Food Reserve Agents basically is an agent that has to deal with the less privileged, the peasants. First things first, and I think this is the message that must be sent to FRA. As we put these farmers in clusters, we must make sure that those vulnerable and peasants are paid first.
And Ministry of Finance and National Planning Principal Planner Mainza Mwemba assured farmers that government has put in place measures to avoid a repeat of delayed payments for maize purchases. Mr. Mwemba stressed that the ministry is currently undertaking a fact-finding exercise to establish the cause of delayed payments during last year's crop marketing season, and has encouraged farmers to open bank and mobile money accounts for easy access of money for the sale of maize.
A visit to the provinces basically to look at the issue of the FRA, the delayed payments to the farmers, which has been a topic, I think, in the previous farming season, where a complaint was received. It arose from the parliamentary committees, that's the Committee on Agriculture, and the committee, that's on the Public Accounts Committee. They raised issues of the delayed payments to the farmers, and because of that, there was quite a huge impact on the beneficiaries, especially the farmers. And therefore, we've been mandated by the ministry to carry out some sample districts in all the 10 provinces. So we are covering all the 10 provinces, but sampling out some districts. So in Central Province, we are covering Kabwe, Munkushi, and Mumbwa. Those are the provinces that we'll cut.
Former Ndola Mayor John Scariati has opened his defense in a case in which he is accused of threatening to kill a resident over a disputed land allocation in Ndola. Testifying before Ndola Magistrate Brian Simachela this morning, Mr. Kaliati said he was coming from a Seventh-day Adventist church service on the 24th of January 2026 when he received information that foundations were being dug on plots allegedly reserved for council officials. Mr. Kaliati admitted owning a pistol brought but denied threatening the complainant, Alexander Mwamba, whom he said to have identified as a UPND cadre. He told the court that when he visited the site, he found about 20 foundations already dug and was later struck on the leg with a hoe as he photographed the developments. Mr. Kaliati further denied ever meeting Mr. Mwamba that day, insisting the allegations against him were false and claimed the witnesses coordinated a lie against him. Meanwhile, Magistrate Simachela rejected an application to tender photographs as evidence by the defense on the basis of inconsistencies in the dates and source. And defense lawyer John Kayuni informed the court that the accused is expected to call about 5 witnesses as the case continues. In this matter, Mr. Kaliati faces 1 count of threatening violence contrary to Section 90 of the Penal Code. Zambia National Service ZNS Deputy Commander Major General Ruben Mwewa says 65 Road Transport and Safety Agency RTSA inspectors are being trained at the ZNS Charles Joseph Nyirenda Training School in Kafue, contrary to social media reports suggesting 4,000. Speaking when RTSA Chief Executive Officer Amon Mwemba toured the camp this afternoon, Major General Mwewa explained that the service is mandated and empowered to offer training to all citizens, particularly those in public service. Major General Mwewa added that the training is one of ZNS's core mandates enshrined in the Services Act and part of continuous fulfillment of national duty. He has since urged the 65 trainees to apply themselves fully to the 6 weeks program, cautioning that it will be intense and comprehensive.
This is one of our core mandates enshrined in our act. So your coming here as trainees is just part of our continuous fulfillment of that national given assignment. I understand that you are about 64, 65 in number. My plea to you is apply yourselves fully to the 6 weeks program. It will be intense, compressed, but believe you me, it is not meant to inconvenience you, but it is meant to help you, give you the confidence so that when you complete this course and you are deployed on our highways, you will be confident enough.
Meanwhile, RTSA Chief Executive Officer Amon Mwemba has commended ZNS for accepting to partner with the agency to train RTSA staff in road discipline, road management, stress management, first aid and communication skills, among others. In global news, police in Kenya have fired tear gas to break up a protest in the central town of Nanyuki against the construction of an Ebola quarantine center for U.S. citizens.